Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour one down, hour number two now officially underway. That was a fast-moving hour, hot topics, and a lot of fun. And don't you worry, hour number two, we got it settled. And by the way, Dubsy, it is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which is typically a big party night. Whether or not you get together with the old blokes, as you like to say, or maybe some of the old high school friends that you have in the area, it is a relaxing night. For me, I like to go to bed early. I don't want to be around anybody, Dubs. What do you do on Wednesday nights before Thanksgiving?
Someone told me, Donnie, it was a massive party week. I've been on a bender for the last three nights. I'm certainly going to keep the momentum going. No, I'm only kidding, Donnie. Maybe a couple of cheeky brews, watch some of the sports. We got a little hoops to get after. So I'm charged up for tomorrow, Donnie. I mean, it's all about the sides for me. You know, the turkey, yeah, big thumbs up. That's okay, but just give me this stuff and give me a little gravy. Give me them yams. I didn't even know what yams were up until yesterday. I thought it was a totally different thing than sweet potato, but I'm so charged up. I'm learning. I'm excited. We've got some great betting, some great wagering, and it's Wednesday. Just one more sleep, Donnie. So it's probably going to be a big night to answer your question.
Yeah, there's big fights out there between yams and sweet potatoes. Who's more nutritious? Who tastes better at this point? So certainly you're right. I love Thanksgiving. I love football. I love to relax. I love to eat. Everything certainly plays into that. But we do got to get there. And also, by the way, the boys on set tomorrow, Pro Football Today, we will be live in studio 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. to get you ready for these three games, which starts in Detroit. And Dubsy, by the way, being a longtime football guy growing up, you know, whether or not you had Thanksgiving at your house or a family member's house, you're on the road, it typically meant you would be in the car for the Detroit Lions game, but nobody cared because the Lions were horrendous and that game was terrible, where by the time you got to your destination, you were starting to eat, and then the Dallas Cowboys would probably be playing a good football game, and that really started your Thanksgiving day. And back in the day, Dubsy, there was no night game on Thanksgiving, which we do have, but this year, it sort of turned. Maybe the best team in football is the Detroit Lions, and they start the day off against the Chicago Bears, favored by 10.5 points and a total of 48.5. My have times changed where the best team on Thanksgiving Day is now the Lions, and they kick off Thanksgiving Day.
And for the Lions to be booked as 10.5 point favorites, I think that's the biggest margin they'd ever have to cover going back to 1968, going against your Eagles, Donnie. So with that, there's a lot of expectation for Jared Goff and Dan Campbell have not been great on Thanksgiving Day. 0-3 straight up from the last three. So they're going to have to turn favors around here and spoil. And I think they've got a really good chance of doing so. It feels like maybe, you know, the Bears are playing better football. They could stick around and keep it close enough. They're getting plenty of points. But the Detroit Lions at home in their building, fast track, I think they're one of the best teams in football. It's a holiday, Thanksgiving Thursday. They're a little closer to friends and family. I think this one has all the makings with both quarterbacks playing better football. I mean, not to say Jared Goff hasn't had a fantastic season, but King Caleb is suddenly looking better and better. Plenty of points. Up and back, up and back. I think it's going to be an absolute track meet. And I think the Bears could surprise a few people and stick around close enough. But to win this one straight up, absolutely not.
Yeah, not a huge travel scenario for obviously the Chicago Bears going to Detroit, but it's still going to be a travel day. You are getting on a plane. And also keep in mind, when we talk about Dubsy, which I love to say, you play on a Sunday, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're barely practicing on that short work week Thursday, but it's a Thursday night football game, right? Now you take a look and you're playing the road team here that's got to kick off at 12:30 p.m. So now you don't need to get the extra 8 hours to maybe settle in and watch film or just get your wits together. It'll be an interesting scenario as it plays out. If we're looking at the touchdown scoring market here, which I always find fascinating, you saw David Montgomery in the last game for the Lions get banged up and injured a bit, but he's not being priced like that in the touchdown market. Jahmyr Gibbs at a minus 180 price at FanDuel, David Montgomery at a minus 170 price point here. And typically it feels like they both score each and every week. But this weekend, I'm actually, should I say Thursday, looking a little bit more to Jahmyr Gibbs. Both of these defenses are good, Dubsy. So you are looking for points tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yeah, looking for points, Donnie, from both teams. And Jahmyr Gibbs, love that play for an anytime score. Coming off two last week going against the Colts. I think he got north of 20 carries there, so plenty of chances. I thought it was thunder and lightning, this 1-2 punch for the Lions. It turns out it's Sonic and Knuckles. They can call each other whatever they want, Donnie, but it's one of the best two tandems for the backfield that we see in the NFL. And with plenty of points, you can expect both running backs to get plenty of looks. And Jahmyr Gibbs, another strong chance of running one into the house.
How do we feel about the Chicago Bears, too? Because they are getting double digits in this game. It is a division rivalry. It's a short week here. Sometimes you do get a little bit of sloppy football, but you saw that devastating loss 5 games ago to the Commanders. Spilled over on that game against the Cardinals where they didn't even show up on the road. Then you figured the Chicago Bears Dubs get a layup against the New England Patriots. They lost that football game 19-3. You had the Packers dead to rights. You get a field goal blocked and lose that one. Then you had the Vikings in a close game where he came all the way back and you still lost that game 30-27. Sometimes the dam just breaks through, and we'll see if that is the case here against the Detroit Lions. But the focal point here, again, is the Detroit Lions. For me, the best team in the NFL. For me, the best team in the NFC, which includes my Philadelphia Eagles. The number one seed to get it, minus 260 price here, which they're in the lead to do right now, which is why they're favored. The NFC North, which is an incredible division, and teams only a game back, Dubsy. They're still a minus 600 to win the NFC North. To win the NFC title, it's already down to plus 145, and then the Super Bowl. Look at that. Only a 3-1 price. Are we pricing Detroit appropriately here, Dubsy? And in your mind, are they the best team in the NFL?
Yeah, I think that number tells us they are one of the best teams in football. I think we've lost value. If you're big on the Lions, that number's getting a little short for me, even considering how good they have been playing. NFC North, you know, they're one game up here of the Vikings, but they're going to close that out minus 600. I mean, I'm not paying that kind of juice for, you know, I guess with the probability that there's still a chance that the Vikings could make a bit of a tilt. But NFC title, I certainly think they're the best team in football. I think they're the best team in the NFC, not by a big margin. I feel like the Eagles and the Lions certainly make a lot of sense as the top two. And then I think there's a bit of a drop-off to next in line there. So I'd be taking them to win the NFC. I think they would have learned a lot from last season when they lost, you know, Big Hutch earlier this year. I thought they were going to lose a bit of pressure on the defensive side, but certainly hasn't lost a beat. So they're playing some really good, really strong complementary football. Dan Campbell, what a job he has done with this franchise, with this organization the last few years. So the Lions, another good spot for them. They've just got to be cautious in this one. You know, for the Bears, you highlighted, Donnie, a lot of close calls. Mm-hmm. They've struggled going on the road, but I think they could actually take a bit of confidence away from the last 2 weeks. And what have they got to lose? You know, it's not the playoffs they're playing for. They're trying to figure things out, and I think they'll get after it.
Yeah, and you know what? The way this plays out in the NFC, because you figure right now it's between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Detroit Lions, who's going to get that number one seed. Both teams have some tough games, but I do think the tougher schedule is actually with Detroit. But I do think Detroit is slightly better than the Philadelphia Eagles. They'll play the Bears at home, double-digit favorites. They should win. They then get the Packers at home the following week, which is a monster game in the NFC North. You know they get after that, but it is still a home game, and that's the Buffalo Bills, which would be a tough one. Then they go on the road two of their last 3 games at the Bears, which, again, outdoor division rival. Then they go at the 49ers, which we might think might be dead and buried at that point. But when you look at the NFC West, Dubsy, they might be playing that all the way through in a much needed game for the 49ers. That'll be a road one. Then they finish up at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Conversely, if you're looking at the Eagles, they have a 10-bell test this weekend at the Baltimore Ravens. But then they get the Panthers at home, the Steelers at home, at the Commanders, Cowboys, and Giants at home to end the season. This is going to be one that goes all the way down. As we sit right now, and I continue to say, I think the Lions are the best team, and I think they're going to have that number one seed. Do you think, though, it just goes through the winning team city who hosts that NFC championship game? Because if the Eagles are at home, massive advantage against Detroit. If Detroit is at home, massive advantage for them against the Eagles.
Yeah, I think the bigger advantage would certainly be playing in Philly there. The Eagles could wrangle top spot, but I think the Lions, best team in football. I think they could hold on to that record, but didn't realize how easy that schedule was for the Eagles coming into the house there, yep. Donnie. I mean, you've got to like your chances of rattling off, what, five wins? A really good shot. If they can get through the Ravens this week, things get a lot easier.
If the Eagles can go in and beat the Baltimore Ravens, I actually think they might get that number one seed. What a crazy season so far. Thanksgiving Day feast continues. New York and Dallas will preview that game next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Of that Dallas Cowboys New York Giants game, eating Thanksgiving, like, do you have a preference on this, or what do you prefer? The earlier the better for me. I love it.
Earlier the better for me, Donnie. And the best part about Thanksgiving is the leftovers, whether it be, you know, later on a Thursday evening, roll it into Friday, maybe Saturday, let's stretch it out to Sunday, Monday. Stuffing doesn't go bad. So it's the early slate for me, Donnie. Get a nice, you know, set of comfies, get the old sweatsuit out, and I'll tell you what, your boy's got to behave himself. I saw there were a couple of Black Friday sales down there at the local sports store yesterday afternoon. Whoa. Tried on a couple of 32s. I'm like, maybe this is just a small make. Went and got another set of 32s. Turns out your boy's 34, maybe a 36 right now, Donnie. So we could get through Thanksgiving with minimal damage. But early slate for me, and just be nibbling on winning tickets and on stuff and all afternoon.
See, I hear the numbers there, Dubs. I thought you were going maybe a new wedge, like 58, 60, you know, real nice loft there, trying on those type of things. Yeah, that's the type of sales that we like here, trying to get your golf game better out of the sand trap here. But if we are looking Giants and Cowboys, not the most explosive matchup. And frankly, it's a terrible matchup between two bad football teams. But the intrigue is always there. I was really surprised, Dubs. Last week, the Dallas Cowboys went on the road and knocked off the Washington Commanders, and Cooper Rush led them to a victory. Now, granted, there are a lot of crazy plays in that game, which included a lot of great special teams flair for the Cowboys, but a win nonetheless when they were double-digit dogs. The Giants just didn't show up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So now the Giants going on the road, that's a close number, +3.5. We don't know who the quarterback is. Let me start here, though. If you find out that Tommy Cutlets is in the game, or if it's going to be Drew Lock, do you have a preference on which side you'd rather bet or fade, depending on which quarterback is in for the Giants?
Yeah, I like the Cowboys, and I'd love Tommy Cutlets to be there because we know exactly what we're betting on, and we saw it last week, and I guess you can expect a slightly more banged up version if he is to go there at game time. So I like the Cowboys in this spot. You know, Cooper Rush is by no means a fantastic quarterback, but the odds makers continue to set his numbers low. Attempts, completions, his passing yards, I believe it's at 207.5 for this one. Fly it north. My guy's got a serious arm on it. He can get it downfield. They've got no run game whatsoever to speak of there. So I love the Cowboys in this spot. I know traditionally you look at the ATS numbers for Thanksgiving Day, only 2-11 and covering the spread here on Turkey Day. So it hasn't been happy sledding, but I really think this is a good spot for the Giants. I just don't know where they go from here, Donnie. You know, it wasn't even a step forward in the right direction. Malik Nabers, he's blowing up, saying we really didn't lose anything from getting rid of Danny Jones or gaining anything on that side as well. So I would rather have Tommy DeVito in the mix for the Giants, and I love Cooper Rush for a big afternoon here for the Cowboys.
Couple different ways you can play this game, because I always like when the superstar player on the team, which is now Malik Nabers, is furious. And he's telling the coaching staff, you're going to start throwing me the football down 30-0. That doesn't make a lot of sense. So I look early and often to Malik Nabers. But also, I do think there's ways to approach this game. I'm not happy with the quarterback situation on both sides. And quite frankly, there is no playoff race for either one of these teams. But I still do think they're capable on the ground. They don't have great running games either side. But if we're looking for a sloppier game on a Thursday. Rico Dowdle, anytime touchdown market here at FanDuel, minus 105. Tyrone Tracy Jr., plus 155. Legitimate chance that at least one or if not both of those running backs score can happen here. Also, you're looking at the rushing numbers. Tyrone Tracy, 63.5. Rico Dowdle, 68.5. They sound like elevated numbers, but I do believe this game is won through the ground. On FanDuel, we don't have any props for the passing market here from a Giants perspective because we don't know if Tommy DeVito is going to play or if it's going to be Drew Lock. But if you are taking a look from a Cowboys number on Cooper Rush, who's banged up, it's just over 200 yards. So the thing that matters, sometimes we look at games that are bad, and this game might be, but you get some great numbers and maybe some profitability on these numbers that you wouldn't get if that total was, Dubsy, 48.5, 50.5, 55.5, if you get the picture here. How are you playing this game from a prop perspective, maybe running backs and or wide receivers?
I think, you know, I'm obviously big on the chances of Cooper Rush having a big game here. 19.5 completions. I love the overs. At 207.5, I love the overs for his passing prop. And who's going to be the biggest, you know, benefactor from that? I'd say CD Lamb. So plus 185 for an anytime score. I could see him snapping one off there. I think Rico Dowdle, I mean, certainly going to be that guy once they get close to the house. Minus 105, so you're getting very close to even money, and you could probably correlate that into the Cowboys getting off to a fast start in their building, plus 390 for the first touchdown scored there from Rico Dowdle. So as you highlighted, Donnie, it's not the most exciting game of where both teams currently sit for their seasons, but I think there's some great wagering to be had, and that's what we can expect. The odds makers not projecting to see a lot of points, so a lot of these props and a lot of these lines moving further south, but I think there could be a couple of individual standouts, and Malik Nabers certainly the loudest dog in the room after that loss last week. So let's see if he sees a bit more attention early in this one for a productive Thursday.
Yeah, most people would say, you know what, Dubsy, we're looking towards Malik Nabers and CeeDee Lamb at the wide receiver position. I already know now there's going to be a guy on the panel tomorrow going, Theo Johnson, over 50 yards. Like I can already hear that coming right through now. Let's go over some Cowboy topics also, because you heard Jerry Jones speak. When he speaks, sometimes it doesn't make any sense. He's telling the public, now you might want to get ready. Mike McCarthy extension might be incoming here. How about that talk process? Woof.
What's that based on, Donnie? I mean, has he invited him to Thanksgiving lunch and it's too late to cancel it? Like, I mean, for the Dallas Cowboys, this America's team, we expect them to be vying for, you know, top of the division, top of the conference once it's all said and done. You got to be winning rings. You got to be winning championships. And it just hasn't happened. And I feel like, you know, the championship window, maybe it was open coming into this year with a lack of that run game. But I really feel like they've got to sit down and say, do we have the pieces we need to make a tilt at this thing going forward? Or do we need to start the rebuild? And I think that would include with the head coach saying, see you later.
Does anybody walk the plank after this game? Mike McCarthy, Dable on the other side, general manager's getting fired. You know who's not getting fired? Jerry Jones. He's going to be sitting up there, fat and happy, watching this game. Let's get to the game of the night on Thanksgiving next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yes, Thanksgiving night. Many people are going to be tucked in the bed. Oh, the tryptophan is hitting stuff, just looking to get out early on Black Friday. By the way, you know, let's start here, Dubsy, on Black Friday. You know, really an enigma in this country for so many years where people would wake up at like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. to get in line at Walmart, Best Buy, whatever it might be, to buy that TV, to buy that toaster. But now online is taking control where you don't have to wait in line. Did you ever on Black Friday go out to a store and buy something? I don't know if I've ever, to be honest, I don't think I've ever done that early anyway at that point. Whereas now you never could buy anything online, Dubs. You had to go to the store. What a crazy thought.
Yeah, there's two stores in my rotation, Donnie. It's Dick's Sporting Goods and Roger Dunn. Mm-hmm. Shout out product placement, Dubs. You would love a bit of free sponsorship. And mate, you got to get there. The only thing is, all the good stuff is not marked down. You know, I'm chasing new Jordans, new Nike wheels, but they're still you know, as listed there. You're paying full MSRP if you know what I'm saying. But There's a couple of golf shirts. There's a couple of leisure attire wears, if you will, and that's what your boy's chasing. I like the ones with the orange numbers on them, Donnie. 50% off or more. Yes, now you're speaking my language. So, mate, I will absolutely be there Friday morning. I'll be the first guy in line at Dick's Sporting Goods waiting to see what they got on offer.
There you go. By the way, back in the day, too, like when the internet's starting to get around where people were just crashing through the front doors of these places to make sure they got their toaster that was $9.99, great stuff all the way through. But we got bigger action on Thursday night to get ready for, and that's the Miami Dolphins and the Green Bay Packers. The Dolphins, signs of life here, Dubsy, looking to make a playoff push. The Green Bay Packers trying to stay in that NFC North race and continue to do damage. Cold, crispy conditions on Thursday night from Lambeau, a total 47.5, and the Green Bay Packers favored by 3.5. When you see those numbers, Dubsy, what sticks out?
Yeah, it's the temperature, Donnie. Out of all those Ooh. Metrics at number Ooh. 27 at Lambeau, you've got two fish out of water. This has been, I guess, the biggest knock to the Dolphins in trying to make a run through the playoffs into the postseason. He struggles in inclement weather, and that's certainly going to be a cold and chilly one over there at Lambeau. And the Packers are playing better and better. They're playing some really good football. They've won four of the last five. So look, the Miami Dolphins, it's a must win for them, but I just don't think it's the same Dolphins that we're expecting to see. It's not going back 12 months ago with that 1-2 punch. I know Waddle looked fantastic last week. He went for a monster. Tyreek Hill, the cheater, is just sitting in HN. He's obviously been putting some massive numbers up there from that running back position. But I think there's levels to this thing. I think the Green Bay Packers are going to be very comfortable in their environment. And until I'm proved wrong, and we see otherwise from Tua and the Dolphins playing in conditions like this, it's really tough for me to bet. The toughest thing about this is that number at 3.5, Donnie. I mean, I feel like it's a fishy number. I'd rather take the Packers straight up on the money line and maybe throw it into a little two-legger to build a bit of value behind a little parlay.
Yeah, last time we saw the Miami Dolphins in frigid, cold temperatures here, it was in Kansas City. They didn't perform all that well. Now, granted, they were extremely injured in that game against the Chiefs, but nonetheless weren't there. If we take a look at Josh Jacobs in this game, he's the key player and the key component for me for the Green Bay Packers. You want his rushing props here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, 71.5, very manageable. Anytime touchdown market, a little bit expensive, at a -165 price. So looking at the freezing cold conditions here, how do we feel about like a Devon Achane, a Josh Jacobs, that ground game? Dubsy, what are we feeling?
I think the ground game is going to be key. I think the Packers get off to a fast start, and there's a couple of different ways that you can play Josh Jacobs, and you can also play the Thursday football with a few of the specials we're going to get into a little later in the show. But I think Josh Jacobs has a good chance of being the lead rusher for Thursday through the three games. I think he is in line for a monster performance, and what a year, what a season he's putting together. Found a new life over there at Lambeau and playing for the Packers. So I think for Green Bay, with a fast start, they will try and control the tempo in this one. So it's really tough looking at the total. But Josh Jacobs, he's been nothing but class, and expect him to be that bell cow again there for Thursday night.
Fantastic. And again, that breed this year of free agent running backs going to big time teams here, like Jacobs goes to the Packers, Barkley goes to the Eagles, Derrick Henry went to the Baltimore Ravens. They've been absolutely stupendous. But you're right about this. The one interesting part about this game for me is, yes, it's going to be cold weather. You never really know what you're getting out of Tyreek Hill. That wrist is really bothering him. Set out a couple more practices this week. Short week in the freezing cold. That's never good for something like a wrist injury, trying to catch fastballs from Tua Tagovailoa. Jalen Waddle starting to finally come on with a decent week last week. 43.5 is his prop in this game. And if you are looking for action from the Packers side at wide receiver, Christian Watson, 44.5. Dontavian Wicks, 33.5. You take a look at Tucker Kraft, 31.5. So many different ways to go. We'll also take an outlook. Can the Dolphins and the Packers, their playoff pass, what's going to take place? We'll talk about that next. Dubsy and Donnie, right here in the morning.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's take a look at some playoff opportunities here between the two teams that are going to face off on Thanksgiving night. That's the Green Bay Packers and the Miami Dolphins. I do want to start here with the Miami Dolphins because I think it's intriguing. They now sit at 5-6. Coming into the season, we were only arguing, are they a playoff contender? No doubt they would be, but injuries do sometimes come in and derail seasons. We've seen it time and time again. Tua Tagovailoa getting injured. Now he's back playing good football. We're waiting on Tyreek Hill to see if he's going to continue the season. They sit at 5-6 right now, Dubs. Playoffs to make it, a plus 240 price, which is manageable, and a Super Bowl, the expectations at 70-1, probably not so manageable. If the season ended today, before the games even started this week, the Miami Dolphins sit in the 8th seed in the AFC, which would be one game out, should I say one team out, of making the playoffs to the Denver Broncos. The teams ahead of them, the Chargers 7-4, the Broncos 7-5, and as I said, the Dolphins 5-6, and still teams behind them, the Colts and the Bengals, with realistic options to maybe make the playoffs. How do we feel about the Dolphins, Dubsy, making the playoffs? Too far of a bridge to cross here, or it looks like they might be able to get it done?
No, I think it's too much of a gap, too much of a margin to make up there. Two games, you got three teams sitting on 7 wins. We'd have to see a little further regression from the Texans, Chargers, and the Broncos, who have got a pretty good run over the next couple of weeks there as well. And looking at this schedule, I think it starts this week, Donnie. You know, they would certainly help their chances if they could get it done going against the Packers at Lambeau. But if they were to drop this one and suddenly they're, you know, 3 games back, you look at their schedule and what would be held in their destiny. They get the Texans in their building over in Houston, but then to close out, I mean, they've got the Jets twice. You really don't know what you're going to get with the Jets at this point of the season. Is Aaron Rodgers actually going to close this thing out? Could they, you know, come up with a couple of big performances? So there's question marks against the Jets there twice. And then you've got the Browns and the 49ers, you know, a couple of teams who haven't been fantastic, but can certainly show up and cause a bit of chaos when they are on. So no, to answer the question, Donnie, I do not think the Dolphins are going to be playing playoff football. They're currently 2 games back, and I just don't see a way in which they can catch up that margin and make a way into the wild card spot.
Like, there is a lot of football to be played. There will be a lot of upsets, but it feels like if the Miami Dolphins can go on the road and beat the Green Bay Packers, boy, they have a legitimate chance of getting in because the expectations and the odds built in are they're supposed to lose tomorrow, which will put them another game back of the teams in front of them. Let's flip the script here and take a look at what the Green Bay Packers are going through because, quite frankly, having a very good season themselves at 8-3 and not getting a lot of love, neither do the team is sitting ahead of them, the Minnesota Vikings, who are 9-2. It's like, wow, look at this division because why? The Detroit Lions sit in first place at 10-1. But we look at the outlet here for the Green Bay Packers. The playoffs minus 1,800. I do believe they make it in. They're a quality football team. They have the wins, even though they play in a tough division here. Super Bowl price point, 17-1. But their remaining schedule, which starts as them being favored tomorrow, taking on the Miami Dolphins. Then you flip it over. At the Lions, tough game. At the Seahawks, tough game. The Saints fired their head coach playing better football, but they do have them at home. At the Vikings, tough game. And the Bears to end the season, which will be a division rivalry here. So the thought process for me is I don't think the Packers will factor into the NFC North race, which I do think Detroit is going to end up winning that. But the Packers are so interesting to me, Dubs. As getting a wild card spot, nobody's going to want to play the Packers as a wild card team in the playoffs.
You would not want to go near them. And I feel like they're sneaking under the radar, Donnie. They're a little chilly on the old betting board because, you know, they started the season dealing with injuries to star quarterback Jordan Love, but suddenly they've been playing some really good football. After the first 4 weeks, well, the only game they've lost was to the Detroit Lions, who it sounds like we both consider to be one of the best, if not the best team in football. So I don't think they can take, you know, top of the division for the NFC North, but I certainly think they can pick up 2, maybe 3 wins to close out the regular season. And that's going to be enough to punch their ticket into the playoffs. And yes, certainly would not want to go against this Green Bay Packers team when they're on. I mean, Josh Jacobs, career best season, Jordan Love. I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks when he's cooking. And some of these wide receivers, you know, have looked strong there as well, notably in Christian Watson. Still plenty of upside. So the Packers is not a team that you would want to square off against going through the playoffs. And I think they'll find a way to make it in there.
Yeah, really, really good division. My goodness, that NFC North, incredible. The Chicago Bears actually aren't a bad football team. You just have the bad fortune of playing in that division. But let's move ahead here to Black Friday action, which again, the Las Vegas Raiders are going to travel to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. You look at that price point, Dubsy, 12.5, a total of 42.5. My first indicator is always like, what? Who's laying the points with the Kansas City Chiefs at -12.5? So I ask you that question, Dubsy. Are you laying the points with the Kansas City Chiefs on Black Friday?
Absolutely not, Donnie. I mean, this is not a field goal or a touchdown we're talking about. This is a significant margin. And one thing we've seen all season long is, you know, the reigning champs, they find a way to win these games, but they also find a way to struggle and allow some much weaker oppositions to hang around close. Now, it's the Raiders with no Gardner Minshew. We've got Aiden O'Connell, but I just think that this will be a low scorer. I don't expect to see plenty of points, and at 12.5, cannot touch it. I think the Raiders could be set for a bit of a surprise on Friday afternoon. I think they're going to give the Kansas City Chiefs a bit of a test. Not to say that they're capable of winning this thing straight up, but Kansas City Chiefs, maybe look for them in the first half to cover that line, and then they'll just cruise, try and lean on that running game and chew the clock and just be done with it on Black Friday so they can get the shopping carts out and meet your boy at Dick's chasing some of those discounts. So it's a big margin, lofty number for a side that, I'll tell you what, they cannot blow a poorer team, a lesser team off the field. They just can't.
I'm telling you, look, last week, yeah, you got that nice early lead in the first half, but the Chiefs do what they always do, take their foot off the gas. Oh, wait a second. Let's wake up and score some points. They can do that. We'll see of that approach because it is a division rival here. And also keep in mind, this game's played at 3 o'clock Eastern, 35-degree temperatures in Kansas City. Ooh. No precipitation, not a lot of wind there, but it will be a chilly environment for a dome team like the Raiders going outside. But the adage is, come on, Kansas City over a touchdown. How the heck can you actually lay those points? Let me get a little bit off topic before we get right back into this game, Dubsy. Black Friday football games in the NFL. Now, this is a bad one, but I love it. I love the fact that I'm getting a mid-afternoon game in the NFL on Friday. I love it. How about you?
I love it. It's fantastic. Yeah. Right now, Donnie, we are in the thick of it in football season. You know, not to knock the NBA Cup or, you know, some of the hockey slate got going on. It's football. Okay, I'm knocking it. Nobody wants the NBA Cup. Yeah. The courts, they're horrendous. The hockey slate, no. Tell me when Ovi's reached that milestone. The Capitals are vying for a Stanley Cup. We want football. We want NFL. We want it on Black Friday, and we absolutely got it. I don't care if it's the Panthers taking on the Raiders. I want to watch it. I want to bet on it. I think this is going to be a great matchup, and I think it's going to be shockingly a lot closer than what the odds makers are telling us. You look at that total, Donnie. They're not expecting points, but then they're expecting the Kansas City Chiefs to blow them off the park. I tell you what, if the Raiders can put up 10 points, they're covering this one.
By the way, quick thought process on the NBA and the Cup. It is a stupid thing that they do here, but I actually have a little bit, they ruin the courts. But to be honest, if you do flip around an NBA game on a Tuesday, or let's just say a Friday, and you see the horrendous court, like that means it is an NBA Cup game. So I don't even think that, was that like the intention? Like when you turn it on, the court looks ridiculous. Oh, that's a reminder that it's a Cup game. That's kind of hilarious to me as that plays out. We don't get that in the NFL on Black Friday. They're not going to go to like a gray field or a red field at this point to let you know the game is going to be played. But there are some opportunities that you can certainly make some money. Here's the question, Dubsy. Isaiah Pacheco, full participant in practice yesterday. He looked like he could have played last week. They held him out. Are we seeing Isaiah Pacheco on Friday? And also, Dubsy, if he's playing, he's getting in the end zone.
Yeah, if he's seeing reps, I think he would. But I mean, for me, Donnie, probably a cautious play there. I'd want to see how much action, how much productivity he's going to see on the field from Andy Reid. So maybe a leave alone. But look, I guess we're going to have to wait on that mail coming across later today, going through tomorrow. And if he's expected to be a go and he's getting the starting one reps, absolutely play on, because it will be smash time football, smash mouth football. They'll lean on that run game. And once they get close enough in that red zone, step aside. Here comes Isaiah Pacheco for a little house call.
The battle of the tight ends here. Travis Kelce, no doubt about it, Hall of Famer. He sits at 53.5. Brock Bowers, new upstart rookie out of Georgia playing for Vegas. He's at 61.5. Who's going to show who here in that battle? It's Friday, Black Friday football. We got more football previews. We're only getting started here, people. It's hour number two. We will be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As we start to look forward to December football action, which, by the way, will be taking place this week. Did you know the first of the month is Sunday, December 1st? and that's the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals. The reason why I wanted to bring this game up and have some fun with it, because this is a massive game for the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers. You saw, Dubsy, the Pittsburgh Steelers waste the game on a Thursday night in cold temperatures, snowy temperatures in Cleveland. Never should have lost that game, but they did. Open the door for the Baltimore Ravens, who kicked through it with a victory over the Chargers. So now the Steelers, who can't afford to lose another game and lose their grip on the AFC North, they take on the Bengals off a bye week with a loss by the Bengals will end their season. It doesn't surprise me. The FanDuel Sportsbook here in New Jersey opened up at 2.5, Dubsy. It's still sitting at 2.5. Other outlets even moving to threes here as a favorite, not for the Steelers, but for the Cincinnati Bengals in a total of 47.5. Paycor Stadium, Sunday, 1 o'clock, 28-degree temperatures in Cincinnati. Cold weather football, who's getting it done?
I hope the Steelers and Danger Russ have thawed out from what we saw going against the Browns in that snowy conditions. But I feel like, Donnie, I've said the same thing for the last month here, joining you on a Wednesday. This game is a must-win for the Cincinnati Bengals, and you cannot go against Joey B. They're 1-4 playing in Cincy. So the home record, it has been atrocious. But you look at the last couple of weeks, and they've gone against some really good football teams. The Ravens, the Chargers, they're putting up plenty of points. Joey B's had, I believe, 12 passing touchdowns in the last 3 weeks. So he is really doing everything he can to get the Bengals moving in the right direction to keep their playoff hopes alive. And I think there's levels to this thing. You know, I know the weather's obviously going to be a tough assignment for both teams, and they're both well suited. They've had a lot of practice playing under these conditions. But I'm just a little cautious that the Steelers are going to struggle to go north of, you know, 17 points. I really don't think they've got 3 touchdowns in them. And if you look at the Bengals, you know, Tomlin's going to send everything at them, including the kitchen sink. But I just think the Bengals and that offense is not going to be enough to slow down. I think they could put up plenty of points and cover that number at 2.5 to cover a field goal, 46.5. So the odds makers are telling us that it's going to be, some scoring on show. But where's it coming from for Pittsburgh? I know Russ has looked better at getting it vertical down the field there, but I just think there's levels to this thing, and the Bengals motivated. Joey B, who's been absolutely in his bag, I think they shot with a big performance.
No, I do think they do as well. And also, you take a look at Joe Burrow listed at 249.5 as a prop in this game. Russell Wilson at 224.5. No running back props listed or wide receiver props, even though I just told you it's going to be cold weather. No precipitation in the forecast. Light winds there. So I do think we get some scoring. 46.5 in the Steelers game. Sometimes you take, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. If you do press the Steelers to score, they will score. Like you saw that fourth quarter against the Browns in the snow. They scored 4 combined touchdowns between both of those teams. So I'm looking for an over, but I agree with you. Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, and Ja'Marr Chase in that game will certainly be keys for me here. Now, if we do keep it in the realm of AFC and who's going to win the AFC North, maybe the biggest game of the day, and I can't wait to watch this play out because it includes my Philadelphia Eagles. 4:25, December 1st, which is Sunday afternoon. The Ravens, 3-point favorites over the Philadelphia Eagles. And how about this? A total of 51.5 now, up from the 50.5 you're seeing on the graphic. Is this a Super Bowl preview, Dubsy?
It quite possibly could be, you know, a battle of the big contenders, two of the best quarterbacks in the business. And what's wrong with the Eagles, Donnie? I mean, I feel like everyone outside of you is, you know, continuing to not buy stock. They have been playing some really good football. Jalen Hurts has been phenomenal. Saquon Barkley, I mean, some of the running backs that you highlighted have come across to new teams. King Henry, Saquon on the mix here for this one. This is going to be an absolute fantastic showdown. Both teams playing some really good football. For the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, they figured out a way against the Chargers. And I tell you what, they can just get it done with so many different, I guess, avenues offensively. If the run game's not clicking, they can get it downfield. Zay Flowers, he's been fantastic. Mark Andrews, I tell you what, poor old Isaiah Likely. He had a good year last year. See you later. Mark Andrews, he has been absolute, clock turner, if you will. But look, Donnie, it's a close one as expected. I think the Ravens, I'm leaning towards the Ravens. I don't want to upset you, but if the Eagles are the real deal, and I said this earlier this week, if you like the Eagles and winning this one, this will be the spot where everyone outside of DRS and the rest of the betting public say, Okay, yeah, we're wrong. The Eagles are absolutely flying, and they're a freight train. If they take down the Ravens, watch out. They could win the whole thing.
Again, Sunday afternoon, Baltimore in the Charm City. Kickoff temperatures around 30 degrees, no precipitation, and winds around 10 miles an hour. And the reason I bring that up is usually you see cold weather temperatures. You shift to December. It's time to run the football. No two better backs designed for this experience than Saquon Barkley and certainly Derrick Henry. You take a look at the total yards for Barkley, 1,649. You look at the total yards for Derrick Henry, 1,421. Combined touchdowns between the two, 27. MVP odds. Drastically different, though. 7-1 price for MVP for Saquon Barkley. 100-1 price here for Derrick Henry. Offensive Player of the Year odds, it looks like, which was once Derrick Henry's award, has completely shifted to Saquon Barkley at minus 320. Offensive Player of the Year here for Derrick Henry at a 3-1 price. Let me ask you this. If I gave you one back in this game, total yards and touchdowns combined, which one are you taking here?
Oh, Donnie. Saquon Barkley, don't go against it if it's not broken. For the Eagles to continue winning and to continue this hot hand, it's got to be through Saquon Barkley. He's an absolute superstar. He's picked up the style points along the way. And, you know, working against Derrick Henry is, I think, Lamar Jackson would probably take a bit more production with that run game away from Derrick Henry, more so than Jalen Hurts would away from Saquon Barkley. So give me Saquon. Look at those numbers. Truly wild, fantastic stuff. And Donnie, this is what upsets me. I think both players should be in the mix for the MVP conversation. I know we've got those massive numbers there, but they're not going to get the award. They would have to do something wild, but the seasons they're having, absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, we'll wait to see some of those practice reports coming out because Devonta Smith didn't play last week with hamstring issues. We'll see if he practices this week. That could be a key cog. Why? Because the Baltimore Ravens have the third best rushing defense, according to Pro Football Focus, against Saquon Barkley. More football coming up next. Those Buffalo Bills are on deck.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What a Sunday night treat it could have been. The San Francisco 49ers and the Buffalo Bills, the best team in the AFC versus the best team in the NFC. And maybe one of those is correct with the Buffalo Bills having a great season, but the San Francisco 49ers continually disappointing on a week-to-week basis. And maybe it's not their fault. Maybe it's injuries. They're coming into Buffalo under 500, staring at 5-7 right in the face. Because why? They're a 6.5-point dog here at the FanDuel Sportsbook to take on the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. The Buffalo Bills come in rested and ready. The 49ers come in. We don't even know if we're going to have our starting quarterback. So you look across the landscape. The line opened at 4.5. It's up to 6.5. Other outlets even reporting as high as 7s today. Cold, windy conditions in Buffalo. And Brock Purdy headed for more MRIs on his ailing shoulder. Dubs, we'll start here. If the San Francisco 49ers do not have Brock Purdy in this game against the Buffalo Bills, what's your thoughts on the Niners actually being able to pull off the upset?
Matt, they don't have a chance with Brock Purdy or without Brock Purdy. The Bills are absolutely flying right now. Buffalo coming out in big fashion. They've been really good against the number as well, 7-4 for the season. It's close to a touchdown. It's a big spot there, but for the 49ers, we say it time and time again, Donnie, you are exactly what your record tells us you are. They are a 5-6 football team. It's been very unfortunate that they've had such a bad run of injuries. You know, for Shanahan, he's trying his best week in, week out, but we've seen the last couple. They just do not have what it takes to mix it with some of the big boys, and they just don't have the fitness. So whether Brock Purdy is going to be out there in the mix or not, I certainly like the Bills to chalk up another win at home. 5-0 undefeated for the year thus far. If Purdy weren't to be a go, who have we got coming in the game? Brandon Allen, Josh Dobbs, the Spaceman? Oh. Please, it's not enough. They just don't have it. So it's the Bills for me, Donnie. If it's the Detroit Lions, it's the best team in football. Buffalo, Josh Allen putting himself right in the mix of that MVP.
They should. I mean, really, the Bills should win this game going away. We're not even sure if Bosa is going to play in this game. Trent Williams sat out last week, one of the best offensive tackles in football. If he plays, that will be a big difference. But if he doesn't, that's certainly another loss. But if they drop to 5-7, it's not as if it's like, okay, the injuries will stop and we'll get some easier games on our schedule. You are going to take on the Bears, who are still going to put up a fight. You're going to take on the Rams, who are in that division fighting for the same playoff spot and division lead that you are here. And then you're going to take on the Miami Dolphins in Miami, who have a legitimate chance to still make the playoffs at that point. And then you finish the season with the Lions, who definitely will be playing for that number one overall seed and the best team in football. And then you end the season on the road against the Cardinals, who again are in your division and probably still fighting for that same playoff spot. If I gave you a free bet today on the Niners making or missing the playoffs, where would that bet go for you, Dubsy?
Miss it, Donnie. Miss it. You know, NFC yeah. West is probably the most wide open division that we speak about on the weekly, and it really hasn't got any clear of who's going to finish up on top. But I just don't think the 49ers have what it takes to make a bit of a run. You just went through that schedule. It's one of the toughest schedules coming in to the house, and you're facing off a couple of divisional foes who are, you know, have got a much better billing of health. So for the 49ers, it's a long season getting longer, and I just don't think they're going to have it against the Bills. And I think some of their familiar foes within the division could be getting set to pick up a win. And I think with that, it's going to be a little too late, a little too early coming out of week 13. So NFC West, Donnie, it is still up for grabs, but I just don't see the 49ers as being the team to take it. I think the Cardinals will do their best. And again, The Rams. I know they've continued to disappoint the last couple of weeks, but that's the team with upside for me.
Yeah, you look at it, 6 straight wins for the Buffalo Bills and coming off a bye and at home against an injured 49ers team sets up to be a recipe for success for the Buffalo Bills and also moving forward for the Bills. After this game against the Niners, they have 2 tough road games, at the Rams, then at the Lions here before they get the Patriots, Jets, and Patriots to end the season. So if we're giving them a win, which again, things will play out on the field against San Francisco, I think it's if they just split the Rams and the Lions, boy, they are looking good, even for the possibility of that number one overall seed if the Chiefs can falter just a little bit down the stretch. So 2 teams looks like moving in the opposite directions right now, Dubsy, with the Buffalo Bills. But if we are, but Christian McCaffrey hasn't looked all that great coming back. Is he getting that heavy dose? Like, what's one way you can bet the 49ers with a chance to win, at least in the props market? Would that be your guy?
Yeah, I think so, and probably towards his receiving yards. I think he'll get a couple of catches out of the backfield, especially under these kind of conditions. If they know the run game is coming, get it out the backfield. It's not going to matter if it's Brock Purdy, Dobbs, or Allen. They can certainly connect with CMC for a couple of easy yards.
Fading the public, Dubsy, it's what we love to do, but also we love to ask the question to the public on what they like best about Thanksgiving Day. Find out what we ask the public and also which way Dubsy and Donnie voted. Hour number 3 is on deck. Baby, we're just getting started. We'll be right back.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.